Dion and the Belmonts coming to you from 1961. At 7:46, it is 68 degrees, and I am betting we won't be able to say that for many more mornings, I'm just thinking. Joined on the phone this morning by our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library. Are you enjoying this last bit of summer?
I'm an autumn sort of girl, so I'm like, come on, let's get it into gear. I got all the blankets out, the air conditioner's been out of the window for a while, and I'm ready to go. I'm ready for fall.
Boy, I was tempted to turn mine on yesterday because it was just kind of sticky yesterday afternoon, but I didn't. I resisted. I'm trying to hold off on heat and air conditioning in October.
Me too. It's ridiculous.
So, it sounds like we may need heat by the time we get to tomorrow evening and Friday. But
yeah, looking at the forecast, it looks like we'll need the blankets I busted out after all.
So. Yeah, I'm thinking you probably was a good plan. So we've got things going on as always at the West Bend Public Library. Now, we talked last week, and I do want to remind people again about a program you have coming up tonight at 6:30 about the anniversary of World War One.
Yeah, it's the anniversary. So it's the centennial of World War One. So Patrick W. Steele, who's a PhD and an associate professor of history at Concordia, he's going to be in to talk about how this war impacted history and kind of the lasting effects, the repercussions of World War One. And the program is free and open to everybody. You don't have to sign up or anything like that tonight at 6:30. So I'm looking forward to that one.
It sounds like a very interesting program. I mean, really, World War One realigned a lot of alliances and so on globally. So it'd be interesting to...
It really did. And then, of course, you know, set the stage for the Second World War as well. So,
unfortunately, the next war to end all wars, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, coming up tomorrow night, we're back to Kiwanis Early Risers Family Night.
We sure are. Big and Tall are coming to town. Mr. Billy has been to the library many, many times, and he's half of the duo Big and Tall, so they're musicians. So his son, Will be joining him for some rockin' music for children and families. And thanks to the Kiwanis Early Risers, these shows are free, open to the public, no tickets, no sign-up, nothing like that. So tomorrow night at 6:30, stop by for Big and Tall.
And the Teen Book Club meeting also Thursday afternoon.
They sure are. Thursday at 4:30. And our Teen Book Club is kind of interesting. The kids pick the books. You know, I kind of say, what do you guys want to read? And they usually pick something a little challenging, usually something off a college reading list or something like that. So we've read a lot of the classics. But this month they picked Carrie by Stephen King. So a little seasonally appropriate, I guess.
It's a good thing you didn't pick it. They'd be reading it for the year.
Exactly. That's a long book.
Yeah, but Carrie is an interesting book. Did you happen to see, I don't know if you did or not, I don't know if you watched Riverdale or not, but they did a musical version of Carrie last season. Did you happen to catch that?
I sure did. I'm glad it's still got an audience in this day and age, you know?
Yeah, and I did not see the remake. Was that about 2 years ago? They did a remake
a little bit ago. Yeah.
And
I didn't catch that one either.
I just plain refused to watch it because Sissy Spacek was just so good in the original.
Iconic.
Yeah. Yeah.
How can you mess with that?
Absolutely. Hey, it's a movie time on Friday afternoon, too.
It absolutely is. We're going to show Ocean's 8 at the library on Friday at 1 o'clock. So if you haven't seen it yet, Debbie Ocean gathers an all-female crew to attempt an impossible heist at New York City's yearly Met Gala. So enjoy this fun-filled heist film. It's rated PG-13, runs for about an hour and 50 minutes, and totally free.
Is the Met Gala, I think that just, is that coming up, or did that just happen? I think I saw something on Facebook about it.
I think it just happened.
I think it just happened, too. Oh, well. And then, all right, I'm looking at the newsletter on my computer here.
Mm-hmm.
That woman has a head of cabbage as big as a pumpkin. As big as a big
Absolutely.
Pumpkin.
Absolutely. She's got her arms wrapped around this cabbage. That's how big this cabbage is.
It looks like the size of like a medicine ball kind of.
And the newsletter, that's one of the many benefits of subscribing to our newsletter is you get this entertaining photo of this woman with a giant cabbage in conjunction with our sauerkraut making workshop on Saturday.
So tell us about that.
All right. So Saturday at 10 o'clock, Cheryl Ward, who's from Wild Child Home and Garden, she's going to share her tips and tricks on making your own sauerkraut. So if you've got a harvest to preserve, or you really love cabbage, or you've always wondered, like, how is sauerkraut even made? So even if you're not going to practically use the information, you're just curious, you can definitely stop on by to join Cheryl for that. She's going to demonstrate sauerkraut making, so the library might have an interesting smell on Saturday. And anybody can stop by for that. It's all ages, and you don't have to sign up or anything.
You know, when I lived in Poinette for a while, there was a canning factory there, and they made sauerkraut.
Ooh.
And for a few weeks, every fall, you knew what they were doing when you drove by, mm-hmm. because, oh, man, did it smell like sauerkraut?
I'm sure the next town over could smell it, too, when the wind blew the right way.
You know, and there was an apartment, a housing development across the road and down just a little bit, and I'm thinking, I bet they don't show places to prospective buyers during these weeks. Just kidding.
Right. They hold off a little bit till the sauerkraut making season is over, I'm
just
sure.
Just thinking. I love sauerkraut.
It's one of my favorite things. So.
But I don't, but not a lot of it. You know, if I like have it on, you know, on a brat, or have it with some whatever, you know, about a serving and a half, I'm good.
See, I like it on pizza.
Oh.
Which is,
really?
Yeah. I have been informed that's a disgusting opinion to hold, but it's real tasty. And actually, one of the best pizzas I ever had was a deep dish sauerkraut pineapple pizza, so I'm just a mess.
Ooh. Man. I don't know if we can be friends anymore.
I went in very skeptical and then had my mind changed. So
you got to try different things.
Make some sauerkraut, put it on a pizza.
I've had macaroni and cheese pizzas.
That is wonderful.
Yeah, and in fact, a pizza place that I used to visit in the Dells used to make a mashed potato and gravy pizza.
Ooh.
Which was interesting. So,
another one of my favorites is there's a place I used to go in college that had a burrito pizza.
Oh, yeah.
That had rice and avocado and beans and all kinds of stuff right on the pizza. It was great.
And I've had peanut butter and jelly pizzas, kind of a dessert pizza kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah. Well, think about it. I mean, the crust is bread and you put your peanut butter and jelly on it and, you know, so
makes
away
sense
you go.
To me.
Yeah. So your preteen book club is going to meet on Tuesday.
Absolutely. And the preteen book club, that's one of my favorites because they don't assign a book. You just kind of come in and talk about whatever you're reading lately. It can be something you're reading for fun or something you read for class or something you love or even something you hate. So anyone, it's really geared toward ages 10 to 12, but older teens are also welcome. So next Tuesday at 4:30, stop by and meet some other people who enjoy reading. And you don't have to sign up for that either. Most of the stuff at the library is free and no sign-ups. So I'm a big fan.
There you go. There you go. So, all right. If people want to visit the West Bend Public Library, your regular hours are?
You should stop by 630 Poplar Street. The hours are Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Fridays are open 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to 1. And as always, if you have any questions about anything I've talked about today, you can visit our website at west-bendlibrary.org. You can also visit our Facebook page, West Bend Community Memorial Library, or you can give us a call. The number is 262-335-5151.
All right, sounds good. And I think my WordPress is working again, so I think I can post this later on. Last week's, I just wasn't able to post it. WordPress was down. I couldn't get into it for most of the week, but I think it's back up now. So I should be able to post this with a link from the WIBD Facebook page as well.
Awesome. And then, when you do, we'll repost it on the Facebook as well.
Sounds good. All right. Well, hey, have a great week and enjoy your blankets. And and we'll talk.
Everybody stay safe during the alleged thunderstorms that are coming. So.
Right. Exactly. So anyway, enjoy. And we will talk with you again next Wednesday morning.
Sounds good. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Hannah.
Yep. Bye.
That's Hannah from the West Bend Public Library, our regular weekly community conversation. And again, we will try to get that posted with a link. I'm hoping the WordPress is working today because I've got a couple of other things I want to post as well. So here's hoping that it works.